can't tell you that it was so, so exciting to be let out. I've never been happier about anything in my life.
I can imagine.
I guess basically when we first were corralled by the police, it seemed very...
Try up there. When you were first corralled by the police?
Yes. When we were first corralled by the police, the whole thing seemed so silly because we were actually on the sidewalk and not weaving in between cars, you know, normal protest nonsense. We were actually behaving really, really well.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing seemed so silly that I don't think even when they said that they were going to arrest everyone, and there were so many of us, that it just didn't make any sense. So we all just kind of didn't take it seriously. And I don't know, it just seems completely absurd for being arrested for being on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when it got to the point of handcuffs, it still seemed kind of funny because I just thought they would kind of let us go.
Uh-huh.
So when we got on the buses, that changed things a little bit. So the officer that we had was pretty fair for the most part. I mean, he was nice to us. He made sure our handcuffs fit us well and, you know, weren't hurting us or anything, and told us he was going to try and get us out pretty quickly, while at the same time preaching to us, which other officers told us was cruel and unusual punishment, and we couldn't agree more. But when we arrived to the pier, it was a warehouse that seemed like it was set up within like the last 20 minutes, just like they weren't expecting anything. And I don't know, it was very hastily assembled, I guess. And there were these metal pens that, seemed more, not like a space for humans or dogs or animals, just like stuff you put boxes in.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know it at the time, but those would later be the pens that we would be in.
Uh-huh.
And so we had to, like, go through this horrible maze of getting our stuff taken from us, my vinegar that we were going to be using to combat against tear gas was taken away as evidence. And I had no idea what charges would be filed against me as a result of it. But when we were put in these pens, by the end, like on and off throughout the night, we were largely the first group to arrive there. There were about 450 of us, and we were separated men and women. And the women's cage or pen, at one point in the night, there was over 90 women in a 40-by-20-foot cage.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't, not everyone could obviously lay down, much less sit down. And it was so filthy, you really didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like incredibly filthy. It wasn't dirt that you could wipe off. It just stuck to you and stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls would like resort to like stealing like strips of cardboard and putting them down on the ground. It really didn't do any good. And by the end of the night, everyone was so exhausted that they just like would throw their bodies down on the ground. It was just really sad and very disturbing because it was just a very disgusting and uncomfortable situation. And we had really bright lights on us the entire night, so it was impossible to sleep, and they were always opening and closing the cages, bringing more girls in. And it was a very unpleasant night, to say the least. We stayed in the cage, at least I stayed in the cage, for probably 17 or 18 hours at the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, they moved us to booking, in which we shifted between seven different cells or tens or prison rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day. And each one they'd be like, oh, you're going to see a lawyer soon, you're going to see a lawyer soon. But the lawyer did not really appear until right before I was released. And for the whole time we'd be asking for lawyers and nobody could provide us any answers. No one would tell us what was going on, how long we would be there for. It was very frustrating, and lots of the girls that I was in pens with were starting to get freaked out when it looked like we were going to be spending a second night here.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they couldn't handle not sleeping and not eating anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because the food, most of the girls were either vegan or vegetarian, and they were meat sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call them, which was like some really hideous bologna on bread.
Uh-huh.
And those were our meals every meal. And no. which just worked well for the vegan appetite. So a lot of girls were really hungry and just very delirious. So it was very nice when we were able to get to a payphone and talk to you guys at the IMC to hear that, you know, there was a possibility that we were getting off, that we had been arranged, because this was all information that we couldn't get from anywhere else. And a lot of girls really have no hope at all, because the whole situation was so silly that, I mean, the very fact that we were arrested for walking on the sidewalk,
yeah.
I mean, it made everything seem like anything was possible, like that we would not ever be released, which when you're hungry and tired and haven't slept, you know,
yeah.
You don't know. But so we were really happy to hear from you guys and hear that other people had been released and things were in the works. And so now we're still waiting for Zoe and Sarah to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I hope that they've also gotten word.
What were you ultimately charged with?
I was ultimately charged with 2 counts of civil disobedience and parading. Parading without permission.
Uh-huh.
So.
And did you, what did you do to get out?
I filed, what is it called, an ACD?
ACD, yeah.
Yeah. I did an ACD.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could come back to work.
Sure.
But, yeah, and I figured, and basically that allows me to, my charges will be dropped in 6 months if I behave and don't get arrested again.
Yeah.
Which I believe to be in the state of New York.
That's my understanding as well.
Which is fortunate with the upcoming election. So I'm just steer clear of New York if possible.
Yeah.
So, but I'm so happy to be out. I did develop a rash from the stuff on the floor. And so I've seen the medics. And the situation was really, really, really inhumane, and I found it pretty surprising because you just expect, I guess, certain things nowadays. And ironically enough, I saw the Statue of Liberty for the first time in my life from behind prison bars when you'd look out the fire escape. So that was really sad. I'm trying to think what else to tell you. In all honesty, the police, they vary so drastically from officer to officer.
Uh-huh.
Some were just arrogant, horrible monsters that were really cruel and would say mean things or make your handcuffs too tight or just be as unpleasant as possible, while other ones completely sympathize and would readily admit that we were here on bogus charges and, you know, we're glad we were here for the protest and we're angry at the Republicans for invading their city. So.
Mm-hmm. Were you handcuffed the whole time that you were in the pen, or?
No. We were handcuffed pretty much every time we were in transition from pen to pen.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were handcuffed probably for about 3 hours from the time we were arrested until we were actually put into the pen after we had to go through getting our belongings taken from us and filling out information.
Uh-huh.
And then, and when I say handcuffed in that sense, it was the plastic handcuff.
Uh-huh.
And then when we were actually transferred to central booking, then they used real cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. And I don't like those. So, but I mean, I don't know. I'm so happy to be out. I'm so happy to not spend another night in there. So happy.
We're happy too.
Thank you guys so much.
It's the least we can do, really.
No, it's not. And I mean, just to talk to, you know, the protesters that I was penned with were from just all over the United States. And some of them were from indie media and others were not. And just to tell them about the indie media movement and about our specific, about the UCIMC, they were just ecstatic to hear how organized we were and to find out about legal support and to find out what was going on, that there was like someone that could help watch out for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very reassuring for many people. So
when you were arraigned and finally released, were you at, did that happen as a group with all of the...
No, it happened individually. They would take us in groups of five to meet our lawyers, and then we'd meet our lawyers for probably about a minute and a half, and he'd very basically go over my charges, tell me my options, and make a decision, then he'd disappear, and then like a couple minutes later we were marched in the courtroom, and one at a time we'd just go before the judge, but the whole arraignment took about a minute. It was ridiculously fast. Especially considering, like, all the time that it took to get up until it. It was really fast. But, yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we're all filing lots of lawsuits. Along with the police department. The police department's also, the officers are also filing a lawsuit against the city for making them work in those conditions because they're developing lung problems.
And what about, were you allowed to go to the bathroom when you needed, or?
When we were penned up at the pier, we had to ask. And then when we actually got so overcrowded that one of the police chiefs made them open, it was a 20 by 40 foot cell that we were all in, and then there was another like separate cell that was attached to it and that the bathrooms were in, so it was like two doors basically for us to get out. And so then when it became so overcrowded, the officer had them open the second cell door so we could lay on the floor to go to sleep next to the bathroom to the portalist. Which was surprisingly appealing at the time. So at that point we were allowed to, you know, obviously go at our own free will, but otherwise we had to ask.
And were the bathrooms private? I mean, were they?
At the pier they were. They were portalettes. When we were in the cells here, they weren't. They were just kind of... some were more private than others. It depended whether they were at the front or the back of the cell. If they were at the front of the cell, then the guards were right there. That was kind of embarrassing. And, I mean, regardless, you're in front of, like, all these other women that you don't know very well.
Right, and were the guards male guards for the most part?
Yes, for the most part. There were, I mean, it was a good mix. It depended on which cell. We were transferred 8 times, so... We got a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But there were times when bathrooms were less private, but I could always count that we'd be moved soon, so I'd just wait. But I was... There's more to report on this matter that I don't know whether it's appropriate for radio or not, or maybe it is. So I could tell you about it, and you can use your best judgment.
Sure.
I got my period when I was being arrested, and they wouldn't give me anything for many hours, so I bled through all of my clothes, and they wouldn't give me anything, and then finally, after they took all my stuff away and everything, and I was put in the pen, they finally gave me pads that were pretty useless. So I've been covered in blood for several days now, and constantly had to pass. But then when I asked to go to the bathroom after I'd been like trying to get something for hours, all the male officers were really mean, and they'd be like, "Oh, you have to go to the bathroom. You're the pee-pee girl," and like make fun of me. And then I yelled at them. But that was really horrible, and so for like essentially 2 days I've had to sleep in these clothes. It's just not nice.
No.
It was embarrassing, and I had to go to court that way too. So that was not nice, I didn't think.
No. Not at all. Have you been able to get fresh clothes since you've been out, or?
No. We don't have a shower yet.
No.
And I've been dealing, like, with legal and medical and stuff like that, and I want to I'm less concerned about this now that I'm out. I'd rather wait for Sarah and Zoe to get out before I deal with such matters.
Sure.
So, but I hope too soon.
Was there anybody that you were in the cells with that had any medical conditions or?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So this one girl had narcolepsy and was on a number of medications. She also had some other issues, and she was not given food or medication. And it got to the point where we were all trained together. There were five of us trained together, and they took all of us. We were supposed to be doing moving to some other room. And then she started getting really bad, so then they took us up to get her to see a doctor. So she eventually was able to see a doctor, but the situation wasn't looking so good because with the medication she had, she couldn't go off it without getting sick. So, and nobody asked her at all. And another thing, my nurse, I guess in the state of New York, 16 is not a minor, but there were many girls that were 16 or 17, and they were just pending with everyone else. So even if they were from states where they would be considered a minor, like nothing was done to contact their parents, their guardians, or find out anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
But we were never asked our medical conditions. We were never read our rights. Even now, I was never, ever read my rights.
Mm-hmm.
I was never told what I was charged with until I was being fingerprinted, which was like about 28 hours into it. And even when I'd asked what I was being charged with and why I was being held, I wouldn't get any answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, was refused. They wouldn't let me see a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And what would the police say when you asked what you were being charged with?
Well, where were you? And I would tell them I was on the sidewalk near the World Trade Center. And they said, well, what were you doing? And I said, I was walking on the sidewalk. And they said, well, that was probably it then. You were probably doing something. And they're like, I wasn't there, so I can't really tell you. But, you know what I mean? And honestly, some of them really didn't know. You know, they weren't there. They couldn't tell me what I was being charged with. But even at the time, I don't think anyone knew what they were charging us with. They were just trying to get us off the street so we couldn't cause trouble for the protest later that night. So, I mean, the charges, everybody knew they were going to be bogus charges, so they just needed time to come up with some good ones.
Yeah.
Oh, also, the power dynamics were very uncomfortable. As far as many times I felt like we'd be paraded in small groups in front of large groups of officers, which was very uncomfortable. And also when we were in handcuffs waiting to get loaded onto the truck, the officers would be asking us questions about our political backgrounds and interests and be having discussions that were clearly unfair considering the power dynamic in the situation, which was pretty uncomfortable because you can't argue your point and piss someone off when they have the key to your handcuffs and determine whether they're going to charge you with what.
Right.
Yeah, I have to say the most disappointing thing of all of it was none of us minded being arrested, but we wanted to be arrested for a good reason. That was the overwhelming feeling of everyone that was jailed, because every single person that we were locked up with was arrested for just ridiculous reasons. I mean, none of them were remotely. I mean, this one girl, we thought she must have, like, murdered someone. She was escorted in a real cop car by like 10 police officers. She was in handcuffs, like completely surrounded. She ended up being put in our cell. And what it was is she was an engineer, or no, she was an electrician that was working at one of the buildings near Madison Square Garden. And so she had like her toolkit, and then she just had a pocket knife in her pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it was visible because, you know, she was working, so she didn't even think about it. They jumped her because she had a knife. Even though she was, like, nowhere near anything or, like, not looking menacing.
Uh-huh.
And so she was, I don't even know what she was ended up being charged with, but it was really bad because she had, like, killed someone. So. Okay, the car's getting hyper. I think I'm going to pass the phone off to anyone now, okay?
All right.
Do you have any other questions, Hawkins?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, sorry to ramble on and on and on.
It's no problem.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait to come home, really.
We'll be happy when you're home.
I know, then you'll be sleeping too. Aw, I feel so bad. We really didn't think we were going to get arrested. We're like, this is the peaceful one, so we'll go to this one, and then we'll be home on time. And that was the case.